Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 16th day of Shvat Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Ksuvos Perek Shvi'i Mishnah Dalad. Our Mishnah is talking about, it continues to talk about a case where a woman made a neder, a vow, and the husband confirmed the vow. This is how we've learned the previous two Mishnahs, but it follows the Shitta of Shmuel. According to Shmuel, when it says Hamadir Sishtoi in these Mishnahs, it means not that he made the vow or made his wife made a vow, but she made the vow and he confirmed it. Says the Mishnah, Hamadir Sishtoi Shloi Telech Leves Alviha. A woman who made a neder, a vow that she's never going to go to her father's house. She made a vow like that. She said to her husband, and it's a vow that he can break. Now, how can he break such a vow? Because it's a circumstance where she said to her husband that if I ever go to my father's house, then the benefit of living with me is forbidden to you. Benefit of living with me is forbidden for you. So now this is something which affects their relationship. He has the ability to break it, and yet he didn't. He didn't break the vow. Says the Mishnah, it depends. Bazman shehu ba'imo ba'ir, if her father lives in that city, and she's accustomed to frequently visit him, visit the house, then up to Chodesh Echad, up to 1 month, if she made a vow not to go there, Yikayim, if the husband can, the husband can keep that vow and not, and he doesn't have to divorce her. It's not grounds for divorce yet. Shnaim, but in the second month, as soon as one day ticks over into the second month and he hasn't yet broken that her vow, Yotziv Yitin Ksuba, that's grounds for divorce. In fact, he has to divorce her and give her a Ksuba without waiting. And the same thing would apply if when she made the vow, she didn't give a time limit. She said without just an open-ended vow, I'm never going to my father's house. That would also be something that if he doesn't break it, if he doesn't break that vow, then also we would tell him to divorce his wife and give a Ksuba. This is if the father is with her in town. He's local, and she goes there often, used to go there often. Uvizman shehu biracheres. What happens if the father lives in another city? Where there the daughter would visit her during Yom Tov mainly. Regal echad, if she made a vow not to go to father's house for one Yom Tov, you came. That we can tolerate. The husband can keep that vow and not divorce her. But shloisha, if she made a vow not, she's not going to go for three Yom Tovim, and he didn't break it, he's happy with that vow, Yotziv Yitin Ksuba. He has to divorce her and give her a Ksuba. That's interesting. What about 2 months? The Gemara, in fact, says that we have to read our Mishnah as follows. Regal Echad, that if it was one Yom Tov, you came. He can keep her as a marriage, keep her as his wife. Shnaim, if it rolls over into the second month, if that vow rolled over in the second month and he still hasn't broken it, then that's grounds for a get. Yotzi has to divorce and give a ksuba. But this is all in a case where she's married to a Yisrael. However, ukohenes, if the husband was a kohen and she's an Ashes kohen, then we have a higher threshold. Shnaim yikaim, only if it goes for 2 months. Up to 2 months, we will tolerate that vow, and he doesn't have to divorce her. If he doesn't break it, he's shlosha. But once it ticks over into the third month and he hasn't broken that vow of not going to her father's house, for three Yom Tovim, into the third Yom Tov, then we say, Yotziv Yitin Ksuba. He has to divorce her and give a Ksuba. Yes, Shloshna means two Yom Tovim, and Shlosha means three Yom Tovim, and that would be according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda makes this distinction between a Yisrael and a Kohen, being married to Israel or married to a Kohen. Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah is going to continue talking, again, according to the opinion of Shmuel, about a woman, not the man, the woman made the vow, and the husband was confirmed it. Hamadis ishto shloi telech lebesa evil. Woman made a vow, she's never going to go to visit mourners, to the house of Shiva, to the house of Aben. Olevesa mishta, she'll never go to a chasna. And the husband confirmed that vow. Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. He has to divorce and give a ksuba on the spot, immediately. Why? Because such an action of the husband, destroys the marriage. Mipnei she'noil by confirming the vow, by not breaking it. Mipnei she'noil b'fanav, because he's closing the doors of comfort. If she needs to be comforted, if she is an avela, no one's going to come to her. And similarly closes the doors of simchas. That if she doesn't participate in other people's simchas, no one's going to participate in her simcha. So that's under normal circumstances. We say, if he confirms such a vow, then yotze v'tein ksuba. V'im hoyotoyen, but if the father maintained that he confirmed her vow, mishum dover acher, because of some untoward behavior of people that would be at that place, whether it's a shivas or whether it's an asasna, so it's for her own safety, if you like, then rashai, then he's allowed to keep her and he's allowed to confirm that vow and he's not chayv to divorce her. Omalo, if the husband says to the wife, I'll break your vow, al menos she'tomri lifloni masha amartli, on the condition that you tell that guy what you told me, or masha amartli lach, or what I told you. And these are things which are very shameful and things that would be very embarrassing in public to say. Or on condition that you fill buckets of water and pour it out onto the rubbish heap. In other words, do crazy things, make it look like a shoita. That's one opinion in the Gemara, is what he meant. Or, he says, or another pshat in the Gemara means that mamale mamara, that you will fill and empty out an ashba, means that after you have intercourse, after you have tashmish, then you are to destroy the seed so that you should not become pregnant. And he says, on that condition, I will break your vow. That, again, is grounds for absolute divorce. Yotzi v'yitein ksuba, he has to divorce her and give her the kasef of her ksuba.